This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Palestinian militants fired more rockets into Israel's commercial heartland Thursday as Israel kept up a punishing bombing campaign in Gaza and assembled tanks and troops on the enclave's border. The 4 days of cross-border violence showed no sign of letting up, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the campaign, quote, will take more time, end quote. The violence has also spread to mixed communities of Jews and Arabs in Israel, a new front in the long conflict. Synagogues were attacked and fighting broke out on the streets of some communities, prompting Israel's president to warn of the danger of civil war. The United States is sending an envoy, worried the region's worst hostility in years could spiral out of control. Meanwhile, truce efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations have so far offered no signs of progress. Fuel supply constraints along the U.S. East Coast should ease in coming days, U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said Thursday, a day after Colonial Pipeline said it had restarted its key pipeline. In separate television interviews, Granholm said the current fuel shortages are temporary and that most areas should be back to normal in a couple of days. The shutdown of the major fuel artery last weekend following a ransomware attack triggered shortages and sent people in some states along the southeastern United States scrambling to fill their cars, creating long lines and higher prices. Tech powerhouse Taiwan resumed power early Thursday evening following several hours of phased blackouts island-wide, a problem that briefly impacted major semiconductor firm Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing. Around 4 million homes were affected on the island of 24 million people after an outage at a coal